עשיו, בעזרת השם, we are in the Likutei Moharan shiur. We're dedicating the shiur לעילוי נשמת קלמן נחמן בן פרץ הרשל, and all of those shiurim the next year, בעזרת השם. So we were in Torah Kaftet 29 in part Vav. We were talking about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that one of the students, that when Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai passed away, so one of the students said to his friend, "Al titen et picha lachtir besarecha, don't let your mouth cause your body to sin." Ki Rabbi Shimon hayakesh et habrit, because Rabbi Shimon, he was the rainbow of kedusha. Rabbi Shimon,
covenant
of kedusha. This is just I'm thinking to myself, the keshet brit, it's a keshet. This is the keshet. This is the rainbow, and on that we know that Bor Olam created zeke neged ze bara kadosh baruch hu. We need to learn because that this is the main symbol of kedusha. This is why people today are using it chas shalom for the opposite side. Really. Just need to understand how much Hashem is huge. Adraba, on that thing that is so, so holy, that is mamash, but all of the sin of the generation of Noah, of the flood, was actually that they were doing things in a very not modest way. And this is, they've been corrupt. They ruined themselves. All of the animals, all of the species, went to how you say that, to mate with different species, and this is what they done, and this is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the flood on that generation, and the rainbow, this is the sign that HaKadosh Baruch Hu have so much mercy to save the world, even when we're not worthy, even when no one is worthy. So, Adraba, to use that, this is the exile, this is our galut. Ki Rabbi Shimon haya keshet habrit, b'chinat v'yaged lachem et berito, that he was the one that was teaching Am Yisrael how to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to keep the rules of Kedusha. Haynu klaliyut hagidin, mean the general way of fixing all of the sinews. And when there is no kedusha, when the person haven't fixed himself in that lust, so like we said yesterday, so then the person is not allowed to talk. He's silent. He doesn't have the ability to talk. He cannot find himself doing those long itbodeduyot, that it's the only thing that can save him from his darkness. בחינת, in aspect of אל תיתן את פיך לכתית בשריך כנה, like we said. ומישהו מדבר אז, but the one that is talking, שאין תיקון הכללי, when a person is talking, when he is not holy, and it doesn't mean that he is davening, or he is praying that הקדוש ברוך הוא gonna help him and heal him. We're talking on a person that he is assuming to himself that he is pure, but he is impure. So when a person assumes that he is pure but he is not, so then who over all, so then he is breaking lo telech rachil be'amecha. It's like that he's talking lashon hara, like that he's talking bad things. He's talking bad things on people, things that he's not allowed, not supposed to do. Who olech rachil megalesod, and he's going and telling secrets, he's going and telling bad things. Things that are secrets, he's telling them to people that are not worthy, that are not supposed to hear those secrets. This is something very dangerous that all of us need to think about when we're talking to other people. How to reveal the things that we should reveal, and not to reveal things that can create a certain damage to the other person. But, for now you should know, like we learned, you don't have that ability. nothing going to help you. You don't have that ability, so nothing going to help you except of working on subjects of Kedusha. It's not like that from now on you're going to guard your mouth, you're going to be able to, you know. You're not control it yourself, you don't have that ability. This is why the main thing is to try to work on davening, on praying, on the subject of Kedusha. And that's going to create that border, that fence that's going to defend us from falling into places that we're not supposed to go to.
אבל ביומוי דרבי שמעון, but in the days of Rabbi Shimon, הווה אמר חד לחברי, one of the friends was saying to his friend, תח פיך, open your mouth.
When the days of Rabbi Shimon, they could talk. When there is a righteous man that is leading you, even that you're not fixed yet, you're allowed to talk. Even that you're not worthy to talk, you don't have the ability, not to teach others, not to stop a person in the way, a friend, and to talk to him and to convince him. You're not allowed. You don't have that ability. But when you're a messenger, when your rabbi told you to do that, when there is a tzaddik that he's the one that is taking the responsibility on you, then you're allowed. And if chas shalom a damage is going to cause by that. One of the friends here gave me a very strong chizuk on that. Once I told you that in the shiur. There was one guy, friend of us, in this shiur, that I, in the beginning of this class, I said something that for him it was very hard to accept and to hear. And he decided not to come anymore to this class because of that. And I felt bad with myself. I said to myself, look, what are you doing? You're saying bad things that can hear bad, to sound bad to people. What are you doing? And I shared it with you in class a few months ago. And one of the friends told me, one person we lost because of your shiurim. But look how many people we do have here in those classes because of your shiurim. So it means the chizuk on that we need to believe that even though that we're not complete and we're not perfect and hopefully we're gonna be, but it's not our job even to come to that perfection. Our job is to try to do as much as we can in Avodat Hashem. But meanwhile, that we're not perfect, we still have a job and an obligation. And even if bad things, chas shalom, mistakes, things gonna happen, because the fact that you're not holy, you can insult your wife once in a while, chas shalom. You can insult someone in the street, chas shalom. Something can happen. You can say to someone a certain halakha and you're going to mislead him. You're going to make a mistake. Because you're wrong. You don't know. Don't worry. You have to count on your will. On the fact that you have a good will. This is what it means to believe in yourself. That you are doing what you're doing out of your good will. And if you failed, and if you made someone else to fail, chas shalom, it's also the will of HaKadosh Baruch. It's also the will of Hashem. If you're going to wait until the day that you're going to be perfect, you're never going to teach no one nothing. Rav Shalom told me that about himself, that he was for a long time waiting to give a perfect shiur that he's going to record it and to give it to people. And he saw that for a few years, he was teaching and teaching, and he couldn't achieve that wonderful perfect shiur to teach. And then he realized that the perfect shiur is in general, all of the classes, all of them together. When you take all of the classes together, this is the perfect shiur. You're never going to have a perfect shiur. Who can give all of the Torah that it's perfect, Torah Hashem Tmima, the Torah it's perfect, in one class, 1 hour, 3 hours, 24 hours class. You can give all of the Torah in 24 hours? You cannot. Even if you contain all of the Torah in your mind, in your heart, you're totally pure. You cannot hand it in 24 hours. It's written on Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol that he wanted to give the wisdom, all of his wisdom, to Rabbi Akiva, and he started to teach on his deathbed. And he taught him, and the bed was surrounded with fire, and all of the students ran away except of Rabbi Akiva. And he's teaching, and suddenly Rabbi Akiva started to scream. So Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol asked him, what's happened? He said, this is it, I cannot contain anymore. He told him, I just gave you one drop of the seed, this is it. Cannot contain anymore, and we haven't even started. He told him, I cannot contain anymore. So Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol said, I'm climbing back, I'm going up with the holy tablets in my hands. And he didn't give them like Moshe gave the Torah to Am Yisrael. He didn't have a worthy student. Even Rabbi Akiva, he wasn't worthy enough. He didn't have the vessels to accept all of the wisdom of Rabbi Eliezer ben Orkenus, of Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. Just that you're going to know, Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol is a Baal Tshuva. Rabbi Akiva is a Baal Tshuva. Not allowed to forget those things. Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, he was mamash, the perfect Baal Tshuva of them all. Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. I heard it from Rav Noach Weinberg Zatzal that he said that he was dumb. Until the age of 27, he was dumb. He was blocked. He couldn't learn at all. Nothing. His father Horkenus brought him tutors, teachers, rabbis to teach him. Nothing helped. He couldn't learn. When Eliyahu HaNavi revealed himself to him, he told him, go to learn from Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Why from Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? The Nasi of Am Yisrael. Why from him? Rav Noach Weinberg explained that it was only because that no one else in the generation could teach him, because he was so dumb. He couldn't learn from no one else except of Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. So he learned from him. Until the age of 27, he couldn't grab to say how to say Kriyat Shema. He couldn't get it. To say Shema, close your eyes with the right hand, right? I'm also dumb. But we're learning. It's about Tshuva. He's got a job to learn. This is our job, to learn. And if you have, if you're failing, if you're falling, if you're mistake, if you're ruined, what can you do? You should say like Rav Nachum Ish Gamzo that said, Gamzo Letova, it's also for the best. It's also, Bor Olam made it to happen. It's from a good cause, Bor Olam knows what. And to move on, and to continue. And not to stop because of your lackings. If you're going to stop because of your lackings, you're not going to achieve nothing. Baal Tshuva is not allowed to look back. Only to run forward. Always, always to run forward. כי כשיש תיקון הכללי, because when there is that general fixing, שהוא קשת הברית, that this is, how you called it? קשת הברית?
The covenant.
אזי הדיבור מותר, so then you're allowed to talk. Means when there is a tzaddik, as we're not counting on our kedusha, we cannot. Rabbeinu said you cannot do a tshuva on one sin that you sin, on one thing that you ruin. Just I'm doing tshuva for you. We're counting on the power of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. We're counting on our rabbi, that leaning on him, counting on him, walking because of his commandment, mitzvah that he told us to go. Before of my shiurim, I always say, I'm a messenger of Rav Shalom Arush. I'm a messenger of Rav Shalom Arush. I cannot be a messenger of myself. I cannot. He wrote it to me. I qualify you to give shiurim. He told me that to go to give shiurim. Now I can go without him. I know that I'm not worthy to teach. Everyone, you check yourself. You know that you're worthy to teach. You know that you have the ability. You're clean enough. You're not. It's not a shame and it's not a disgrace. Adraba. The fact that you're working on yourself, you need to be so proud. So proud that you're aware to your lackings, to your problems that you have. So what if you have lackings and you have difficulties? From the place that you came to go out clean, it's impossible. It's impossible. No one came clean from there. No one. No one. No one. No one came clean from those places that we Baalei Tshuva came from. So how are you supposed to be clean? Bor Olam brought you to the world in the place that he brought you. He made you go through all of those experiences that you had. He failed you in a lot of avonot when you were very young. Bor Olam, the one that we know that he's good, that we believe in his power, that we believe in his purity and kindness. He is the one that pushed you down thousands of times. And he knows why. And he's got a wonderful reason that caused humility. Because without those lackings, without those failures, you will never going to be humble. Never. You're going to be arrogant. You're going to imagine to yourself that you're important, that you're huge, that you're a genius, that you're a Talmid Chacham. Now you look at yourself and you know exactly who you are. That you're nothing. That you're zero. And now you can be. Now you can be something, really. Your being can exist. It counts. because you know that you're a zero. But if you live in imaginations that you're a reality, that you're something, that you're a genius, everything that really you have, that you claim that it's yours, it's all a lie. Because it all belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it all belongs to Hashem. But when there is a tzaddik, when there's someone that we can count on him, that he said, Rabbeinu said, Simcho al kochi, count on my power. Azaya dibur mutar, so then it's allowed to talk. Then you can find yourself in the field, even if your itbodediyot are very crooked. Even you're allowed to teach, even if your shiurim sometimes are very weird, you're allowed to teach. You're allowed to teach. You're allowed to teach. Because you're a messenger. And you're trying to do your best. Ki adamim kvar nitaknu. Because all of the blood's already been fixed. You're not aware to that. You think that you're sick, you think that you're crazy. But it's not. From the moment that you got closer to the tzaddik already fixed you. Now it's a matter of time until you're gonna see the result. But this is it. The Samech Mem, the Sitra Achra doesn't have no permission to touch you. And even if you're sinning, it's only to teach you humility. And you see that you don't have no legs and no hands to your avonot. You do things that once you were enjoying from them, and today you don't feel no satisfaction from those things. You done that and it was amazing, and now you fall into the same thing again. You look at yourself and you say, you're crazy. How are you spending your life? What are you doing? It's not it. For that, Bor Olam created you. This is Reshaim Elecha Rotot. I say Reshaim, wicked, Reshaim. Poor. Reshaim. People that are full with regrets. This is a Baal Tshuva that is not a righteous man. He is still far from Kedusha, but he's full of regrets. Full of regrets. He regrets. He doesn't like to sin. He hates it. I heard one rabbi that said in Uman, in Rosh Hashanah a few years ago, he said, I envious, I want to be in the place of a Hasid Breslev that is sinning and not in a place of a person that contradicts Rabbeinu and is making a mitzvah. Why? He rather to be, with, to receive the gain of a Breslever that sins and not the gain of a person outside that contradicts on Rabbeinu and that he is making a mitzvah, keeping a mitzvah now. Why? How can you say something like that? So weird. Why? On what are you counting? Because there is only one success in this world, that it calls to get closer to Hashem. And when you're arrogant, you cannot get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, me and him cannot be in one place. But on all of others, tum'ot, contaminations, you say? On all of them it's written that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you. Shochen itam betoch tum'otam. That he is with you in all of the low places. He's with you. Unless if you're arrogant. Only if you're arrogant, he's not with you. Only through the tzaddik I met, only through Rabbeinu, you can be humble. Only through him. Because he really has the power to show you that you're zero. So even when you're sinning, you're getting closer to Hashem. And outside, even when you're learning Torah, you become arrogant. I finish Shas, I know all Shas by heart. I know Shulchan Aruch, all of them Farshim, look at me, I'm a genius, I am. That I am means that you're far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot live with you. It means that all of your Torah, it's only wisdoms. It's not the wisdom of the Torah HaKadoshah. It's like all of other wisdoms and philosophies. It's not real wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the Torah, she's been given only to Mount Sinai, only to the lowest mountain of all of them, only to the desert, Mimidbar Matana, only as a free gift, only when you feel that you're not worthy. Only if your conclusion out of your limud is that you're not worthy, you learn something. And if your conclusion after the limud is that you got it, you understand it, now you have it, you haven't got nothing. You lost it all. Adrabite can damage you. This is why people that are not praying and just learning, it's damaging. The limud is dangerous for them. On that it's written, Zachan na'aset lo sam chayim, lo zachan na'aset lo sam mavet. If he purified himself, the Torah become to be a cure for him. But if he haven't purified himself and he's still arrogant, so it's become to be lethal poison for him. Because it plants arrogance inside of him. And he becomes to be arrogant. From every limud that he's learning, more masechtot, more chapters, more things by heart, he's more arrogant and more arrogant. Far and far from Hashem. But when there is a tzaddik, that you look at him and you see, what's the connection between me and him? It's like the difference between animals to human being. You see a tzaddik that he's so clean, that he's all good, that he's so perfect, that he's amazing. You see him. Say, I wish I could sit with him. I wish I could learn with him. I wish I could hear him all of my life. I wish I could get all of his brachot, to receive all of his wisdom, everything from him. And where am I? You see yourself so far. This is where you can start receive from that tzaddik. But when you imagine to yourself that you and him are holding in the same level, you cannot receive from him. The water are going to lower places. Only if you're lower than him, so the water can go to your place, to your vessel. If you imagine to yourself that you and him are equal, alright, great, he's going to stay with his water, and you're going to stay with yours. Empty. Dried out. Waiting. Imagine to yourself that you know Torah. Imagine to yourself and keep on failing people with crazy advice and making people sin because of you. None of us have that Torah. We have to cancel ourselves to tzaddikim, to a real righteous man. Cancel ourselves more and more and more. Because when there is a tzaddik like that, so then you're allowed to talk. Ki adamim kvar nittaknu, because the blood already been fixed. Bivchinat dam ne'ekar ve'naaseh chalav, the blood become to be milk. Bivchinat, in aspect of what it's written, b'chol etiyu begadecha levanim, in every moment your clothes are going to be white. And this is what it's written in Tehillim, Leman yezamercha chavod velo idom, that the on that we're singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're honoring him and not gonna stop. Lo idom, not gonna stop. Kavod, honor, ze bechinat gadim kanal, it's an aspect of those clothes that we talked about, like that Rabbi Yochanan kara lemane mechavduta, he called the clothes honor. This is the honor of the person. So kavod, it's the clothes. שנתלבנין מבחינת מדוע אדום ללבושך, that they become to be white from their red color that they had before. The person, he was a sinner, so his clothes was red. But now that he attached himself to the tzaddik, so by that, his wife becomes white, clothes become to be white. מבחינת, from the aspect of דם נידה, the blood of נידה. ואז, and then, ולא ידום. And not gonna stop. And lo yidom, it means also not gonna be red as blood. Lo, not yidom, gonna be blood. Ki nimshach lavnunit be'adamim, because the white color now is getting into coloring the blood in white. Mibchinat, in aspect of venozlim min levanon kana, like we learned in the beginning of the Torah, that they're coming from the wisdom being pulled from the tzaddik, that he's the one that teaches us. Ve'az adibur mutar, and then you have the ability to talk. Bivchinat, in aspect of what it's written, ptach picha. Ptach picha, it's written, open your mouth, ve'yairu dvarecha amirim, and your illuminating words are going to illuminate. Ve'ze bechinat choli nofel, and this is an aspect of that horrible disease, of how you said choli nofel, machalat hanefila, sickness of choli, epilepsia, rachmana litzlan, Hashem gonna save us all. Haynu, it means kshadamim mitgabrin, when the blood are increasing. Yes. What?
Overpowering.
Vehem atizim lamoach, and they're running to the brain. ועל ידי זה נלחץ המוחין, and by that the brain is being pushed. ועל ידי לחיצת המוחין, and by the pressure that there is on the brain, רועשין האיברים, all of the organs, they have a lot of noise, they're shaking. כי המוח הוסר צבא, because the brain, it's the general. וכשהשונא בא על השר צבא, and when the hatred, the enemy is coming to attack the brain, the general, אזי רועשים כל צבאיו, so all of the armies, all of the soldiers are doing a lot of noise. They're fighting back. Ki kulam tluim bo, because everyone depends in him. All of the organs in the brain. Ba'azai ha-shechina nofelet chas v'shalom. And then the shechina is falling, chas v'shalom. Hashem gonna save us all. Bivchinat, in aspect of sukkah David ha-nofelet, the sukkah of David that falls. So how you fix that horrible condition? Only by Kedushat HaBrit. To make the blood relax. ועל ידי תיקון הכללי, and by that general fixing, שמעורר המוחין כנל, that you wakes up the brain like we learned, וממשיך לבנונית להגידין, and bring white color into the sinews, בבחינת, in aspect of, בכל עת יהיו בגדיך הלבנים, that in every moment you're going to guard your eyes, every moment you're going to guard your white clothes, white, not to be red, not to look at women. Azai nitrapet mecholat anfila. Then she's going to be healed from that falling disease. Ve'az, and then nafla ve'lo tosif, kum betulat Yisrael. And then you have that wonderful explanation that's written in the Gemara on the verse, nafla ve'lo tosif, kum betulat Yisrael. She fell and she's not going to fall anymore. Stand up, the virgin of Israel. The daughter of Am Israel is going to stand up back on her legs. ואז הדיבור מותר. And then it's allowed to talk. בבחינת, in the aspect of פתח פיך, open your mouth. וזהו, and this is what it's written, לא תלך רכיל ולא תעמוד על דם רעיך. It starts with don't talk bad things on other people, and then ולא תעמוד על דם רעיך. Don't stand on the blood of your friends. רעיך, your friend, היינו המוחין, it's the brain, that it's written in the Zohar HaKadosh, שהם טרין רעין דלה מתפרשים, that there are two friends that never been separated from each other. Two parts of the brain never been separated, so it's like two friends. כשהם אינם עומדים ונתבטלים מלעשות פעולתם, but when they're not standing and they're being canceled from doing their job, על ידי תגבורת הדמים, because of too much of blood, הלוחצים את המוחין, that are pushing the brain, על ידי זה, by that, לא תעבור על, לא תלך רכיל. By that, לא תעבור על, you're not gonna break, לא תלך רכיל. You're gonna have the ability to stop yourself from talking bad things on people. כי אז הדיבור מותר, because then you're gonna have the ability to control your power of speech and to say and to pray whatever you need to Hashem Yitbarach. בחינת פתח פיך, the aspect of what the friend said to his friend, open your mouth ביומוי דה רבי שמעון וכו'. In the days of רבי שמעון, like that we learn.
Who were the two friends?
The students of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. It's me and you. We always, all of us, Bezrat Hashem, going to be in huge love to support each other, to help each other. I want to tell you something small, Bezrat Hashem. Because of that we have a lot of free time in this wonderful seder of Yeshivat Chushel Chesed, the English program, and we want to use the time. So Bezrat Hashem, in the time between my Shiur Gemara to the Shiur Likute Moharan, we're going to do Chavrutot here in the class. And the class that sits in my Shiur Gemara just going to sit in Chavrutot. And everyone else that wants to come also to sit and learn here, wonderful. But to sit and to learn, please. And after it, Bezrat Hashem, I heard that they canceled the prayer of Mincha in one. So actually, Rabbi Reuven suggests that from 1 and 10 minutes or something like that until 2, he's going to teach from the book of Rav Shalom, Begana Shalom, Garden of Peace. So I recommend that you very much, and not only to the married people, Adrabba, even more so, the married people, they can learn from life. Life gonna teach you, don't worry. But also to the bachelors, it's very good to